I've just been on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday. I'll tell you what, never again.
Wonderful. So, how do you feel to have been awarded the best joke of the 2010 Edinburgh Fringe Festival?
It's an absolute pleasure to be given this award. Comedy is a personal thing, and certainly a lot of audiences take my act personally. But someone had to win it, and it turned out it was me. I think I had a slightly unfair advantage because I've got more jokes in my show than anybody else. So it's a bit like someone trying to shoot a basketball hoop. Everyone else had three goes at it. I got to throw 200 times.
Well, that's quite interesting because I was wondering how, with hundreds of different shows up at the festival, how do they go about listening to every single one and then come up with a winner? Do the judges tell you?
Well, you've discovered a flaw in the whole process there, haven't you? You're trying to strip me of my award.
Not at all.
On the morning I've been given it. It's personal, isn't it? I think what they do is they see, from what my understanding of the judging process, is they go around and see a large number of comedy shows. You're right, they can't possibly see all of them if they're just eight judges. And then they put it, they whittle it down to 24 jokes from 24 different shows. And then the audience at home, I think that maybe it's an online vote or something, they vote which one the winner is.
That must be pretty cool to, know that you're doing your job properly at the end of the day.
Yeah, it genuinely is lovely, yeah. I don't do this for the awards. No, I do it for the rain. I don't know. It is definitely lovely. The only thing I think it's Dave who give the awards out. If I could say to one thing and in accepting this award, I'd say please, I will only accept this award if next year they don't have a award for worst joke, because I think that's in keeping with the sort of spirit of the Edinburgh Festival and stuff,
In fact, on the list, I actually preferred some of the worst jokes to the best.
Me too.
It's all a matter of taste.
So it's nonsense, isn't it? Well, apparently the worst joke of the whole lot, according to them, is why did the chicken commit suicide to get to the other side? I mean, I like that. But nonetheless, just saying something is the worst. If your joke appears once on one list and it's according to them one of the worst jokes, the fest is not a nice thing. I mean, from my point of view, what I've been told is lovely. It makes my day. I feel great, and it's a lovely thing. But I would say to them, don't do the other bit next year. Just have the best jokes.
Sure. Now you have seen the list of the best and the apparently worst. What other ones on the list other than your own do you like?
My own personal favourite is the Gary Delaney joke. As a kid, I was made to walk the plank. We couldn't afford a dog. Now that's the one I think should have won. But listen, I'm not going to give up my prize if he rings me up now. Sorry, Gary. Someone, like I say, it's not a science comedy, is it? It's a personal thing. So deciding what's the best joke is a little bit of a nonsense. But nonetheless, it makes for a very enjoyable morning.
Absolutely. And and what else have you seen since you've been up in Edinburgh around the fringe? Have you managed to get to many other shows and seen anything you like?
I've seen a few things. I saw Lady Bones, which is stars Sadie Hassler, which is brilliant. She's extremely talented and very funny. Russell Kane is absolutely marvellous and surely a top tip for winning the Comedy Award this year. His show is brilliant. What else? I actually saw Giles Brandreth, which you might think sounds slightly uncool, but his show is very good.
And my big question to end is how is there and how is it going if there is a new series of Not Going Out?
We are doing a new series of Not Going Out, and I start working on it the day after I get back from here. Actually, I drive back from Edinburgh on the 31st. On the 1st of September, I'm working on Not Going Out, yeah.
So, well, that's fantastic news.
Great fun.